This is what Harry would not tell you. He would not tell you that he was a great pitcher with great control, had a wicked screwball, and was rated one of the best. He would not tell you that he was cool under pressure. He would not tell you that he came on strong in the second half of the 46th season, improved in 47, and as mentioned earlier, he led in 48. He would not take much credit for his performance in the 46th World Series, and that's probably for what he's most well known.
You don't know how happy I am to be inducted into the St. Louis Cardinals Hall of Fame. It's a great organization, it's a great city, and once you have worn a Cardinal uniform, you feel like royalty. I never knew what it was like to be loved by a city until I played here in St. Louis. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for voting and making this a very special day for me and my family. You know, I was drafted in 1982. In 1982, the Cardinals won the World Series, and Augie Bush was the owner. I was inspired whenever I heard his voice, because we knew how much he loved the game of baseball. But that ownership, that torch has been passed to a well-respected, loving family, Bill DeWitt and Bill III. You guys have continued to produce and build winning championship teams with rich traditions as of today. Thank you so much for adopting me back into your family. The Hall of Fame, wow. To be here on stage as a St. Louis Cardinal Hall of Famer. To have your name mentioned as a Hall of Famer. To have your name mentioned with Lou Brock, Bob Gibson, the late great Stan Musial, and my condolences goes out to Red Shandies and his family. You know, Red and I had something in common. Red, very first year in the league, he led the league in stolen bases with 26. So one day I went and sat next to Red on the bench. I said, Red, it took you a whole year to steal 26 bases? I did that in 1 month. So a few years ago, we in town honored the 85 team at Whitey's Golf Tournament. Red came up to me and said, Vince, you played 13 years, you hit a total of 12 home runs. I did that in 2 weeks. Touche.
This weekend, I've had the opportunity to spend time and talk to some of the Cardinal greats. And it reminded me just how lucky I am. I was drafted by the Cardinals, played in the minor leagues with the Cardinals, and basically spent my whole career as a Cardinal. I understand just how lucky I am to wear that Cardinal hat, to wear that Cardinal jersey every day and play in front of the best fans in the world. Man, I tell you what, I would give anything to sprint out on that field with Willie McGee, Vince Coleman, and Ozzie Smith just one more time. Growing up in a tough part of LA, a lot of great players didn't make it out, but I did. Thanks to my grandparents, my family, who sacrificed and did whatever was necessary for my success. I remember my first game in the big leagues. I was facing John Smoltz of the Atlanta Braves. I went 2 for 4 that day, and that's when I knew I belonged.